Hey, greetings. This is Brother Tupos, don'tperish.com. So I wanted to make a quick audio to put on the top of this exposing of Anchor of Hope Church in Versailles, Mennonite Church. I wanted to cover really quickly, and we got all kinds of links on our teaching blog, all kinds of links at don'tperish.com under false teachers about why we stand against the Anabaptists and the Mennonites. But I wanted to cover really quickly in a few bullet points why we could never unite to the Mennonites and the Anabaptists. Number one, the gospel of Jesus Christ, his death, burial, and resurrection, repentance to him, coming out of all false ways and sin, be born from above by the Spirit of God, walk in all holiness and obedience as fruit you know him, and endure to the end. That is the biblical gospel in a very quick nutshell, the gospel of what Jesus did and how we apply it to our life. And let me tell you, the Mennonites and the Anabaptists do not live by that gospel. Number one, they do not proclaim and preach Jesus Christ and call people out of the world to repentance. Nope. They love to make mammon. They love to practice their little dead Anabaptist 500, 600-year-old rituals. But they do not go out and do what our master said. Preach the gospel, make disciples, teaching them to obey everything he's commanded. They do not do that whatsoever. Number two, as fruit that they do not do that, they keep pagan holidays like Christmas, Easter, and Good Friday that are lies handed down by the Roman Catholics. One lie, Revelation 22, says we'll put you outside of the kingdom of God. Revelation 21 says it too. But yet they practice the man-made traditions and lies that God abhors. Psalm 119, 104, I hate every false way, the psalmist says. God hates lies. Proverbs 6, it's an abomination unto him. But yet they practice these things to fit in with the evangelicals and the non-denoms and all the others, including Roman Catholics. The Anabaptists are worldly. Yeah, we go to festivals and fairs and stand out and preach, and we see Anabaptists all the time. Here in Versailles, we see them going to the demo derbies and sitting watching cars crash into each other and going to these food and glutton fests and showing themselves off in their adorned dresses, their tight dresses, the men in their unbiblical clothing. That's another one we'll cover. They're worldly. They have not come out of the world. Jesus said, my sheep are not of the world. They follow me. They're following the culture and false Anabaptist ways. How about they're feminized? Yep. Many, many, many. Just happened yesterday at a festival in Warsaw. A man and a woman, Mennonite, walk by us. My wife starts witnessing to the lady. The man kept walking. I walked up. He did not have any interest in talking to me whatsoever. We're there lifting up Jesus. The woman starts rebuking me. And my wife said, is it godly and biblical for you to rebuke a godly street preacher? They're feminized. We see it all the time. They pipe up. We have it on our testing, don'tperish.com. Look under the false teachers. Look under Anabaptists Exposed. And you'll see a video of a woman in a park that would not leave. She pulled up and was rebuking us. Wouldn't leave our campsite. We went to the other side of the van. She tried to follow us to the other side of the van. Wicked, wicked feminism. And here's where the feminism comes in. Ready? Unbiblical dress. The women don't cover their heads biblically. The women wear all kinds of adorned dresses to show their bodies off, tight adorned dresses. The Bible says don't adorn in 1 Peter 3. The Bible says men and women should cover themselves in a loose, flowing garment, men wearing tunics or robes, women wearing long dresses. They don't practice that. They're practicing cultural fashion. They all trim their beards up a little bit here. Some of them don't even have beards. All kinds of man-made traditions that go along with what I'm talking about, why we could not unite to the Mennonites. Did I mention the name? Mennonite. Paul says in 1 Corinthians, I'm of Paul, I'm of Cephas, I'm of Apollos, as Christ divided. Menno would come back. He was a godly man in many ways. I wouldn't have agreed 100% on everything with him, but he was a godly man, much more than the Mennonites today. He would come back and rebuke them for calling themselves a Mennonites. Just like I would rebuke someone for calling themselves Jamesites. That's used to be my name, James, before I took on Tupos, which means a godly example. I want to be that. Somebody gave me that name. I want to be a godly example. Jamesites. They would call us a cult. But they're Mennonites. I call them Mannonites. Manno. Because they're following man's ways. So I don't know how many other reasons I need. Jesus told the rich man, one thing you lack to keep you out of the kingdom of God. I just covered, what, five or six? And there's a whole bunch more. Many of them teach a total false gospel, believing in the ransom theory. Many of them have ecumenicalism, and they're linked to evangelicalism, some Roman Catholic, some non-denoms. They love to make, ma'am, and I mentioned this, they love to make money. They are into big businesses and money, and they'll talk your leg off about business and money. Talk about Jesus and the gospel, not so much. So we met some men from the Anchor Hope Church, and we decided to go and peacefully stand out. So stay tuned later today, Sunday, October 22nd, 2023. We will have video and audio of my time standing on public property, peacefully preaching after their service. We don't interrupt anybody's service. Let's see if the leaders will come out and answer some of my questions about their false ways. Mark 7, last thing. Mark 7, 6 through 9 stands against them. Jesus said, "Howbeit in vain you worship me, teaching as doctrines of men the commandments of God. You worship me in vain. Your hearts are far from me." Matthew 15. You worship with lip service. That's what they do in the Anabaptist Mennonite places. I'm going to leave it right there. That's why we could never unite to them. 1 Timothy 5 says, publicly rebuke them. We're going to do that today in love. That's love. Correction is love. We're also going to earnestly contend for the faith once delivered. Jude tells us to do that. And we'll see how it comes out. We're hoping always, ready for redemption. One sheep will hear. One sheep will start testing. One sheep will see, oh my, I got to go much deeper than this corrupt, bloated, man-made religious system called Anabaptist Mennonites. And really, they're just full of a bunch of false converts by their fruit, just like the evangelical Roman Catholic and all the other cult places. And one day soon, they're going to hear, "Away from me, I never knew you, ye workers of iniquity." I don't want that for them. I want better. So we're going to go and shine our light and preach the truth. And God will be glorified even if nobody listens. Love you all. Check out all those resources. Anabaptist Exposed at don'tperish.com under the false teachers. And then my teaching blog has all kinds of articles about their, I didn't even mention their false divorce and remarriage theology, all of their false non-resistance theology. They go to the other ditch on non-resistance. I've got tons of articles at the teaching blog that expose them for what they are, a man-made, heretical, dead religious system. Love you all. May God be glorified on this day.